your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, finishing segment number one, the first half of the Kenny Cortland Review. I want to say that what's important, in my opinion, we talked about it at the Bible study yesterday. I did not bring it up. My fellow brothers brought it up. The Roe v. Wade situation. Jimmy has a pretty strong opinion on that, as I do also. What I find to be fascinating about what's attempting to be done here is Roe v. Wade was always meant to go back to the states. What's wrong with that? Why the big hullabaloo, Jimmy?
Because this was an orchestrated political attack.
Of course it was.
To mobilize activists in the primaries to get out the vote for the Democratic Party. And they're using this, the timing of this was no accident. You know, the first primaries in Ohio and Indiana happened this last week. Of course, Trump-endorsed candidates won 22 races, no losses.
Right.
And overall, I think he was 55-0 in his endorsement over the last week in primary endorsements. That's a powerful statement. What I think the very important number to realize is that in those primary, usually primaries have pretty low turnout, but there was like a better than 20-point drop in Democrat turnout in the primaries and better than 20-point gain in Republican turnout in the primaries in Ohio and Indiana. Those are staggering numbers.
Yep.
So what I believe was happening here, the Democratic Party in desperation, in coordination and conduct with some lawyer that was working as an intern, as a Supreme Court intern, realized they had to pull the trigger on something massive in order to create not only fear and panic in those voters, but also something to mobilize them.
Well, that's a possibility. That's a very definite possibility. But I got to tell you, with the press that the Democrats are getting right now, with Nancy Pelosi's trip over to Ukraine, et cetera, I think the Democrats are pretty confident right now, and I hope that they are. And the reason I say that I hope that they are is I think they're going to get surprised. What's your opinion?
Well, I think they're pretending to be confident because they have no other choice. But the reality, the numbers, even on mainstream media outlets, on CNN, on MSNBC, even the top, you know, talking heads on the left, progressive ideologues, are recognizing the massive failure of this administration in the eyes of the American voting public. Right now, Biden is in the low 30s in success rate. In economic, he's really down. In a head-to-head race against Donald Trump, he loses by 12, 15 points in some of these latest polls. There is a 25 plus point drop in Hispanic support and a 20 plus drop in Black support with the Democratic Party based on the principles and the policies that the wokesters have been pushing from the far left of the Democratic Party. And I think a lot of Democrats are beginning to realize that there's no way out of this, but people, the leadership, the Schumers, the Pelosis, the people, the old school leadership, are going to their same old tactics, create fear, mobilize their base, get activists involved, and unfortunately make specific violent threats through these organizations and volunteer groups and activist groups against sitting Supreme Court justices. It's insane. It's insane. And we've got, there's Chuck Schumer a year ago is on record publicly threatening the justices with this type of activity and violence. And this is, you know, these types of things, you cannot stand in a transparent democratic republic. And here's the big problem. The Department of Justice is focusing on, no kidding, climate equity investigations and white supremacists when the Antifa, the BLM activists, the extremists on the left towards and the abortion argument are actually threatening and creating damage and violence, and they have over since 2020.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, it wouldn't surprise me, quite frankly, with the approval ratings that the president has right now, which are down in the 30s. I believe it was almost as low as 31% by one poll earlier this week. It wouldn't surprise me if, quote unquote, a white knight in shining armor didn't come along to replace Biden, because I don't think that's... I don't think the vice president can do it effectively, Jimmy. I know that may seem like a very, very off-the-wall prediction, but I think that's the only thing that could sustain the executive office for the Democrats at this point.
I think there's probably searching right now going on with the leadership inside the
right.
Biden regime for somebody that could come in and kind of clean this up. I don't know, though, if they're willing to take that risk, because it would be admitting defeat. And of course, that would, set them up fairly weakly for the 2024 election. Who knows what will happen between now and November of this year with the midterms? There could be, I question everything, and I would not be surprised with anything that would come up. I mean, COVID out of the blue, when our economy was skyrocketing, and you get these absolute deep state frauds. And more information is coming out how fraudulent the entire lockdown scenario was, the masking, the false information presented by Pfizer for FDA approvals for the drugs, the EUAs, the potential damages that they've provided, and the lack of transparency is becoming clear. And so, I would not be surprised of what these people, what the elitists would do to actually undermine safety and security of the American public in order to achieve political power. And that's what people need to be really awake to and waiting for, prepared for, because they're going to try anything they can to keep in power.
Well, of course they are. It's politics. There's no question about that. I think what I would like to flip over to in the next segment, I know you want to talk more about the Durham investigation, the direction that is changing, it's very important to realize the direction that is taking, because that could be an absolute killer. That could be the greatest thing that ever happened to the Republicans. I don't think there's any question about that.
I think it's important to the nation in general.
Yeah, I know you do, but I don't disagree, but I also think that the way the COVID situation was handled, and I just want to give one comment on that. I think when the truth comes to the surface on that one, I think it could be negative for the Democrats. Stick around, I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.